Hello, everybody. I'm Sophie, and welcome to MILF Talk, Make Your Life Fabulous, where we like to talk about anything from parenting and money issues to sex and dating. I thank you for tuning in today, and I always hope that listening will not only entertain you, but maybe help you or inspire you in some little way. If you ever want some free advice, because I'm full of it, please feel free to write me at makeyourlifefabulous@gmail.com. You can tweet me at MILF Talk, and you can find me on Facebook at Sophie Venable. I'm more than happy to answer your questions on a show, and you can just hear me talk about you. I would love to hear from you. I'm a psychologist, a life coach, an author, a ballroom dancer, I'm mentioning that for a reason, and a mother of two. By the time this airs, I will actually be on my way to my dance competition. So just had to mention that. My guest today, you're going to love. She is totally MILFy, new mama, and she actually has just survived the first year of motherhood. Are you there, my dear? She's a fitness and lifestyle coach. You may know her from Exercise TV's The Skinny or the Bravo docudrama Workout. She's been doing this a million years and is going to talk to us today about getting back in shape post-baby. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the brilliant and beautiful Zen Grey. Woo!
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. How are you out there in Chicago, new mama?
You know, I'm good. Like, today's a gorgeous day, and Chicago's had
not very
some
many
weather
days
over the last year.
Yeah, you kind of did move there during the polar vortex.
Ah,
bad
was
move,
myself,
honey.
Like, so stupid, so stupid. Why did I leave Los Angeles?
That's a forehead slapping moment. Fucking polar vortex. Don't. So how's your gorgeous baby? How's she handling the cold?
She's amazing. She's so happy and she sleeps. Like right now she's taking a nap. Like she's just
God
she's
bless
the best.
Her. You should pay her for that.
I know.
Sleeping?
I know.
My kids didn't do that. They do it now. They're great sleepers now, but they're 10 and 14. So
yeah. No, she's been sleeping through the night since like 2 months. She's really great.
You know, you're not making any friends right now saying
I know,
like that.
I know. Like we're not sleep deprived like most parents. No, we had other issues.
You deserve that. You deserve that. She literally has the cutest, her little smile kills me because if you go on, you can find Zen Grey. That's Z-E-N and G-R-A-Y. Zen Grey. You can find her on Facebook and like her page. She gives all kinds of great advice and there's cute baby pictures. She kills me. This kid has her grown up smile already. You know, like that's going to be her smile when she's like 10, you know? Oh my God. She's just precious.
She does. She kills me. She's just so cute. I just want to, I don't know, rip my hair out.
Or bite her or something, you know? Like, I always wonder, what is that urge that we have to, like, just chew on our kids? Like, little chunk
I don't know.
Thighs.
I mean, it really, it makes me crazy. She's so adorable. I don't know what to do with myself.
I know. It's a good thing because, you know, they're a lot of work.
It
so
is.
It's a good thing they're
it
cute.
Is.
You know, like little puppies or something. So, so you've been doing this fitness and lifestyle coaching for quite a while. And I don't know if I'm allowed to say your age or not, but
no, that's fine.
Okay.
No,
so,
43.
Yeah. So you had a baby a little later, right? So you've been doing a lot of this coaching, like, you know, a lot of moms, right? You've trained tons of moms.
Lots,
and
yes.
Heard all kinds of complaints about post baby weight, right? You've heard it all. And now you've lived it. So tell us I want to know what was the most shocking thing to you about post baby weight?
Well, I'd say, you know, I went in talking to the doctors like, look, I know I'm probably at some point going to beg you for the C-section, but try to keep it vaginal if you can, because most women heal up faster from a vaginal birth. So my plan was, great, let's try to keep this as natural as possible. Like, if I need drugs, give me drugs. But, like, let's try to do without all the extra stuff.
Because you're thinking, you know, like, I want to, like, heal up and get back to the gym.
Well, that was my hope. Right. You know, that's really what I wanted to do.
Right, right, right.
And, you know, unfortunately, my baby has an enormous head. She was almost 10 pounds.
It's all that brain.
Oh, she's got a big brain. And so cute. A little brain. And, so I had a really hard labor, lots of complications afterwards. So I didn't heal up for months and months afterwards. I want to say like 7 or 8 months.
Oh my gosh.
It took me to actually heal.
Did you have a C-section?
I did not have a C-section.
Oh, okay.
No.
I didn't think so. Okay.
No, I had a level 2 episiotomy. So I had complications with the episiotomy.
I'm just not going to explain that because it's hard to listen to. No.
Yeah.
No,
you know,
it's
just
rough.
Stuff had to, you know, like they had to
cut things.
You know, her head was just huge. They had to make room for her head. And so it just took a really long time to heal. And it was just really rough. And on top of that, I think what was hard for me was, I was really worried about not just the labor. Like I did have some anxiety about the labor, but I was worried like, wow, you know, I'm older. Am I going to have the energy to do this? Am I going to know? Like, for a long time I thought, oh, of course I'll have kids. And then I got to the point where I was like, you know, maybe I shouldn't because I'm tired.
I think I remember us having that conversation on an old episode of MILF Talk. I think we talked about like, you had just gotten married. You know, and you're like, I don't know if we're going to do that.
Yeah, I wasn't sure, you know, and I was like, you know, if we do, I'm sure I'd be happy. But if we don't, that's okay, too. Like, I was kind of like, oh, either way, all right. And then, you know, I wanted to make sure, like, we had the possibility. So I made sure, like, I was healthy, my husband was healthy, everything was good. And we got pregnant naturally. Like, we didn't do any charting or, you know, IVF or, like, anything funky.
Good job,
like, we just
hubby.
Got pregnant.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, that was lucky, and she's a healthy baby and no issues there. But, you know, I had anxiety about being a mom because I didn't know if I could, I don't know if I say handle it because I feel like I'm a very nurturing person, but
I
want to
say that I always knew that you would be a good mom. I'm just saying.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Told you so.
Well, I always thought like I take care of people, so that comes naturally to me, but I didn't know if I would kind of get lost while taking care of someone. You know, like, I think a lot of moms that come to me, that's their problem. They've put everyone first for so long that they haven't worked on themselves or focused on themselves. And, you know, they're in this horrible place of like bitter resentment for everyone else taking their energy. And, you know,
well, it's
so,
difficult
like, I
because
it. I totally get it.
There's momentum there. And you've got your first year where you really do have to put this little being first because they can't survive without you. What?
Yeah.
Well, that was a really
interesting
sound
really
effect.
Thought, like I thought she was going to be all the work.
Right.
But what happened was when I moved out, because I moved from Los Angeles to Chicago to be close to family, and I ended up having really bad family drama with my parents.
Yes.
And I was expecting all my stress to come from the baby, and she's been great. I've just been stressed about my parents.
Yeah.
And I went to therapists because I was so stressed out, and I thought, you know, I need someone to help guide me through because everybody needs a coach.
Right.
And so I went, and they're like, no, you are clinically depressed. You know, yes, this stuff with your parents is affecting you. And I said, but I'm so happy about my baby. I'm happy about the house we got. I'm happy with my husband. And she's like, no, your body chemistry has changed.
Right.
You know, you are actually depressed. So you're going to have to work through this. And she even said to me, I know that you want to try things as natural as possible. She's like, if you need some medication, here's someone to talk to. And I said, you know, I want to try not using medication. I really want to see what I can do with a lifestyle change and kind of focusing on therapy and things. So I did that. And I think my depression manifests itself in just eating comfort food. I think, and that's very common for a lot of people.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, of course you don't. Yeah,
I have never done that.
You know, most people have gone down the, I know this makes me happy for a moment. And
sure.
That's great. And it actually physically works. The problem is it makes you fat.
Right,
so
exactly.
So I had extra body fat from what I really thought, like from being depressed, from not being able to work out, from being in pain for almost 8 months. Like it was a really brutal first year from that standpoint.
Yeah.
But you know, I got blessed with a great baby. So I can't even imagine if I had a rough baby. Like, yeah. How, you know.
And even
how much
for
gray hair I'd have.
For people listening, even if you don't have the family drama, or you have a great baby and you're happy with everything, you're still chemically and hormonally, you know, everybody's heard about postpartum depression. Also, your sleep patterns are changing, your hormones change. You can be mildly clinically depressed and really mm-hmm. barely even be aware of it to a certain degree. You just know that it's hard to get out of bed in the morning. It's hard to get up the stairs. You know, these are things that are so completely normal with or without obvious stressors, you know, without obvious yeah. negative things. And I think people feel bad because they're thinking, but I have this perfect baby. I'm so lucky, and I have a great husband, and I'm so lucky, and I shouldn't feel this way. I shouldn't feel depressed. You know, I'm being ungrateful. And, you know, as you're describing here, you know, with or without the family drama, you've got physical pain, you've got so many things, so many challenges in front of you, that is absolutely completely normal to go through. What you went through, what, 6, 8, 9 months of
yeah
a certain amount of clinical depression that you had to work through.
Yeah
So you're not alone
and
out there.
And I didn't really recognize it, because I think the hospitals and the doctors are really great about, like, I got these, you know, questionnaires. Like, mm-hmm. are you sad about this? Do you feel blah, blah, blah? And really, like, I was able to check everyone off. Like, no, I feel, you know, like, I feel fine about this. I feel fine. I don't feel, you know, hopeless. I don't feel desperate. Like, you know, they checked for postpartum depression through this, mm-hmm. you know, these little questionnaires that I got.
Sure.
But I was like, you know what? I'm specifically depressed about this
yes.
one issue. I'm
yeah.
really happy with my, like, there's never been a moment where I've been annoyed or just like want to do harm or any, like, never
right.
had those kind of feelings
right.
ever, you know? So I've been really thrilled about being a mom. Like, it's way more, like, I had no idea how happy she was going to make me. I
it's
really
pretty
had
awesome,
no clue.
Right? Let's hear it for babies. Yay.
I mean, so happy. So just so in love with her. It's amazing.
So tell Amazing. Us, so tell us, like, what specifically you implemented for yourself when you decided, okay, I'm going to try some lifestyle changes first. So
yeah.
how much, I mean, have you shared like how much weight you ended up feeling that you were overweight as far as, post-baby?
Well, you know what? I stopped looking at the scale while okay. I was pregnant, because I didn't even want to know.
You just knew you were a few sizes up at least, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's just. You know, that's depressing. Like, you just don't want to see yourself that big. But I'm pretty sure I was up at around 205, and I'm 5'8".
Okay.
And my pre-pregnancy weight, I was around 150 when I got pregnant.
Okay, so you had a chunk
and,
to deal with. It must have felt
yeah,
a lot
yeah.
different on you, because you're not used to that carrying that around.
Yeah, I wasn't used to that at all. Like, I've never been, you know, I've never been an overweight person, really. I mean, I've fluctuated. I think the most I've ever gone up was like 25 pounds, but it's like, I feel like I'm an evenly distributed 25
right,
pounds
right.
when I'm over. So
we
it's
have,
like, I don't
we
feel
have
so
our,
bad.
We have our range that we can pull off, you know?
Yeah, you know, I've got a range. Yeah, everyone
That's a pretty
does,
big
you know?
Range.
Like,
That's
ah.
awesome. Good for you. So here you are. You're up, you know, say 40, 50 pounds, and you're
yeah.
you're not happy with what you're seeing in the mirror. You got a new baby to take care of. You got family drama. Where do you start?
Well, for me, food is the first place to focus on.
Yeah.
And for me, it was, I need things that are going to help me heal first and foremost, because mm-hmm. I had to get rid of this pain.
Okay.
Like, I was in pain every day. I couldn't go to the bathroom without pain. And as you know, like, elimination is a huge part of weight loss.
Yes.
So,
and you talk about in your book, you talk a lot about that, right? You talk about cleansing
yeah.
and yeah. So you can go ahead and
yeah.
plug your book right now if you'd like. There you go. Right there. Boom. Set you up.
Yeah.
Go.
I mean, from flab to fit, you
there
know,
you
it's
go.
Like, it's just, you know, the first place to start is like, hey, you know, just get everything moving.
Right.
You know, and not in an unhealthy way. Like, you don't have to take any diuretics or anything. It's just, you know, drink more water, eat more foods with fiber, and, you know, get going.
Okay. So you start
there. Yeah. So I started there, and for 1 month, my husband and I did all vegetarian because I just wanted things to kind of get through me faster, and meat is just harder to digest. I like meat. Right. I have no problem with people eating meat. There's nothing wrong with it, but I just wanted things to go quickly. Yes. So I wasn't going to focus on my muscle tone just yet. I needed to heal first.
Right.
So for me, I just did, you know, as much fresh fruits and vegetables as possible. And, you know, Chicago, you don't have the great farmers markets anymore.
No, you should be back. You
know, I miss it. But, you know, there's plenty of options even here. So, you know, there's Whole Foods everywhere. There's Trader Joe's. It's fine.
Good.
So, yeah, so I did that for a month. I lost 9 pounds in that first month just through, you know, just eating fruits and vegetables for the most part. And I had hemp and rice protein powders available. And so I did some of those. I don't like the taste of those as much, but I did some.
So so people are probably thinking, well, okay, so if you ate fruits and vegetables, did you eat grains? Did you eat, you know?
No, I tried to stay away from grains because
what about
I
legumes?
Know that I have a reaction to wheat in particular. So okay. I just tried to stay away from grain.
What about legumes? And, you know, like beans.
No, plenty. I did lots and lots of beans.
Okay.
Lots
there
of
you
beans.
Go. All right. Because we're wondering where the bulk of your food's coming from.
Yeah. You know, we ate a lot of vegetarian Chinese food during that month.
Got it. Okay.
That was a big part of it. Like lots of stir fry, lots of bean curd, you know, like stuff like that. And
cool.
I was really craving meat that month. My husband lost, I want to say, like 15 pounds. Like that's his
asshole.
Ideal. I know, right? Like that's his ideal meal plan for him. Like he's good eating very little meat. Like
right.
I feel like I need a lot more meat. And you know, I do subscribe to the whole blood type diet.
Oh, you do? Yeah.
Significant. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
So I'm type O. I'm one of the earliest, you know, type O is like the earliest blood type. So for me, like meat, my body just reacts well to meat protein.
Cool.
Not so much grain. So I try to stay away from that.
So after the first month, you're feeling just a little bit better,
so
right?
So felt a little better. Yeah, felt a little better. And that month, at the end of that month, I finally stopped feeling pain when I would go to the bathroom and stuff. And that was a huge, you know, huge bonus.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So that was, you know, January. Then,
so January.
Then we started implementing, I started implementing more gym time. So I went to the gym a lot more and just tried to use that as a stress relief for me and started just getting on the cardio equipment and doing light weights, like nothing brutal because I hadn't lifted in a year, essentially.
Right. So
and
you so started,
easy. It's like your joints need some time to ease into it.
Right. Get the blood moving with a little cardio. Yeah.
And so, you know, I just slowly but surely started having the weight come off. Now, my big problem was stress eating. So if I feel like I would have, you know, some family stuff flare up or whatever, like I would want to have chocolate or I'd, you know, like, oh, let's just get ice cream or, oh, you know. So for me, and soda was a big thing. Like I got on a soda kick.
Really?
Too. Yeah.
Really? I can't even believe it.
And
I can't even believe it.
I know.
You know how I feel about soda.
It's so good. It's so bad for you, and it's so delicious.
I know. I mentioned that in my
book. That was one of the hardest things.
Soda's the devil.
so awful. So, yeah. So I've had to kick the soda thing, which is really hard.
Yeah.
And I didn't do – something that was different during my pregnancy is I didn't want to do any fake food.
Right.
I call fake food.
Right. So you're not doing diet
nothing
soda.
With weird sweeteners or any kind of weird chemical.
Good idea.
So I totally justified, you know what? I'm going to have real Coke and not Diet Coke. And I'm going to have real chocolate. And I'm not going to have this protein bar because it's got sucralose in it. And, you know, like I started eating just regular food. I wasn't diet food. And I've been eating diet food for like 20 years.
Oh, okay.
So
you got all
you
this
know,
real
so,
sugar just flowing through you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not that,
yeah.
Not
so
that
I've had
I still
adjustment.
Think that the decision to not have the fake sugar is still a good decision, but to replace it with 46 grams of sugar in a can of Coke, not so much.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, ideally you don't do that because you handle your stress and you have fruit when you need some carbohydrates, you know, like that's the ideal. Unfortunately, you know, I was, and I am an emotional eater. Mm-hmm. So I have to keep my emotions in check and I have to keep my stress in check. And that's what I talk with all my clients about. It's about right. dealing with your stress, because almost all of us are stress eaters.
Right. In one way or another. And some of us are yeah. happy eaters too. You know, that's an interesting phenomenon that I always experienced, was that when you, even when you feel excitement, I sometimes wonder if like that excitement still has, it is so similar and includes some adrenaline that we still self-medicate with the carbs, you know? So if we're stressed, we eat. If we're happy, we eat. We're excited, we eat. You know, we're lonely, yeah. we eat. So all of these, it's so good. What Zen's talking about is just her absolute awareness that she is a stress eater. It's like, oh, mom called, let's go have yogurt. And, you know, that happens yeah. a few times and you got to recognize that. Like in that moment, yeah. you go, ah, this is not about the yogurt.
Yeah. yeah.
The yogurt and, will be there tomorrow.
You know, it's like so much, yeah, like so much revolves around food. I mean, we celebrate with food. We get together with people over food, you know. So there's all these associations with food. And, you know, it's mostly not about hunger.
Right.
So, you know, so I try to keep things in that perspective that, okay, let's try to do this when we're hungry. But also knowing we only have a fraction of amount of willpower. So you can't rely upon willpower. You have to have planning and strategy in place.
Can you
so,
please
like, right
repeat
now,
that? You cannot plan on willpower.
No, it's almost, you can't rely on it.
I don't know the right word for it, but it's something like an oxymoron. You yeah. cannot plan on willpower.
No, you cannot. And so
strategy.
Like right now, I've got a huge, like I've got a one shelf dedicated to protein shakes in my mm-hmm. in my fridge. I've got a huge bucket of protein bars that I grab when I'm walking out the door. I make sure I always have protein bars with me. So if I'm hungry, I don't grab some crap.
You know what? I think that's actually really important. And it's funny because the market is just absolutely saturated with protein bars and, you know, little meal substitutes that are just chock mm-hmm. full of sugar. And there, I mean, you really, really have to read your labels and
yeah,
anything that says, sucralose or maltitol or sorbitol, those are all sugar alcohols. And for some people, those are very difficult on your stomach. So you yeah. really need to label read. But if you can find one, even one, I have one that I love and it's gluten-free and it's only got like 6 grams of sugar. It's awesome. If you can find one that you just invest in the damn thing and buy them a box at a time, because if you have something like that in your purse, in your bag with you, you know, don't substitute more than one meal a day or one snack a day with these things. But you have to have tools. And getting yeah. yourself driving and hungry and hangry, and not having any options, guess what? In-N-Out sounds fucking great with cheese and yeah. fries and a shake, please. Right now.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Bring totally. It on, you know, or you can yeah. have your bottle of water and you can have your snack bar and you'll make it home where your veggie tray is.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So plan.
Yeah. Having stuff there. And if you don't like, you know, protein bars, because a lot of people don't like them.
No, I agree.
You know, nuts are a good option, but you got to have them individually packed. Yeah. So, you know, like one handful of nuts is 200 calories and you can't look nuts as a free-for-all. You can just have a handful, and that's just to get you through to where you can get real food. Like, you can't right. rely on nuts, but they're a great mobile food
yes.
to have with you. And you can leave those in the car. They're not going to melt.
And they sell them at a gas station.
Go bad.
They sell them at gas stations.
What was that?
They sell them at gas stations.
Yeah,
that's
right.
like probably the
right.
one
so
thing that you can
to.
Buy
yeah.
at a gas station that isn't, you know.
Yeah.
A Snicker bar.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's, you know, that's the other option.
Right.
And,
so now,
so,
you're
you know, like I put those
that.
Things in place and those have helped a lot. And of course now I'm finally teaching again. So that feels great. So I've been teaching for about a month and, you know, the weight comes off much faster when I'm teaching.
Sure.
So, you need intense work.
If you were to, you know, talk to a room full of new moms, mm-hmm. Now, you know, obviously you had a particular physical experience that delayed your ability to start exercising. Let's say under relatively normal recovery circumstances, what kind of frame of mind, what kind of timeline do you think that moms should kind of give themselves as far as, you know, start your light workouts at this point and then maybe work into this, and how long to kind of expect for weight to drop off, especially if they're nursing, you know? For some people, that makes it fall off. For me, it just kept my boobs enormous, and just like, it was like my body was holding fat when I was nursing.
Yeah, I didn't feel like the nursing made me lose weight like other people have talked about.
Yeah,
I didn't feel
fantasy.
Like that at all. So I don't know. I mean, people say,
myth.
Oh, yeah, you know, you lose like 500 calories, but I'm like, yeah, that didn't do it for me. I don't know. And I nursed for about 6 months. So
if it was going to work. But who knows? You were under so much stress the first 6 months. It was horrible.
So much stress.
So let's give a like a compassionate timeline to the ladies of the world here.
Well, I'd say, you know, there's a window of opportunity right after you give birth, because your hormones are right for you to drop fat right away. And so
really?
I was so pissed to miss that window. I can't even tell you. Like, there's hormones like surging through your body that help you drop it really quickly. And you can, if you have, and who has like the perfect easy birth anymore? I don't know. I mean, some people do. But, you know, if you go through, you don't have tearing and you don't have an episiotomy and you're like good right after, you could start, you know, in the next few weeks. Like, you could go 4 to 6 weeks and start moving again with light exercise.
Yeah.
You know, I had to wait until
8 weeks
to even talk to the doctor again just to see. And he's like, no, you're not healing very fast, you know. And so it's like, great. Okay. A few more months. Here we go. Like, I just never got the okay.
Right.
To do anything.
So when you get the okay, say like 4 to 6 weeks afterwards, start with what, like little light cardio, walking.
Yeah. Just walking.
Yeah. Walk your
you
baby.
Know? Yeah. Like, eat a bunch of vegetables to help you get, you know, some of that water weight off, and just start walking.
Cool. And then,
fiber and water.
Just kind of keep going, increasing intensity just as you feel that you can. What do you think? Three, 4 days a week? Like,
yeah, you know, like you can walk every day.
Sure,
and,
walking
you
can do every day.
That's actually a great thing that you can do, like put the baby in the stroller and go. You know, like it's a great thing to be able to do with your baby, which is lovely.
Right.
You know, and doing some strength training, like you got to ease into that because, you know, your joints, like everything's stretched a bit. And even though you peak with, what's the hormone called? It's like...
Your prolactin is, well, that's your nursing hormone, but you...
Well, relaxin. Yeah, relaxin is actually the hormone. You peak at 14 weeks. I thought it was later, but you peak at 14 weeks with relaxin.
14 weeks
pregnant.
Yes, 14 weeks pregnant is when that hits and your hips, you'll start
your
feeling things
start
differently
spreading.
In your hips because your ligaments, everything kind of starts to
they
loosen.
Start stretching.
Yep. Yeah, and for a lot of women, it takes quite a while to sort of, sometimes you're never the same, but to sort of tighten back up, and walking is your best bet, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Walking's the way to go when you're done. Yeah. Yeah.
Personally,
walking,
I think you should see a chiropractor afterwards,
you know, I'm a big fan of strength training because that's really, like, you need your muscle tone to help you burn fat and make you look better. Like, you need some muscle.
So let's talk about that, because after 40, you really do start to, especially after 50, really too, you start to lose your muscle tone.
Oh, you're going to lose it. Yeah. But
so,
yeah, the good news is you have the same capacity to gain muscle as an 18-year-old.
Good
news.
You're
just going to lose it faster if you don't keep it up.
Okay.
That's the only problem.
Okay.
So there is good news there, you know, so you can get your muscle, but it's harder to keep.
Okay.
Like, any teen-year-old can work out once and, like, they'll be great for a few years. You know what I mean? Like, they're fine. But you're going to lose it in a few days. So you gotta keep working on it. So if you work out even just twice a week with strength training.
Okay.
And I always tell people, do the big four. You know, do planks.
Uh-huh.
Do squats.
Uh-huh.
Do push-ups. And do assisted pull-ups. You know, so whether you have like a Gravitron machine or you're just, you know, you go under a bar and pull up while you're using your legs, like that's okay too. But those four things are a full body workout and you can do that in 10 minutes. You don't have to take an hour. You can do it.
All right. 10 minutes. You got your planks, you got your, plank, you got your push-ups?
Squats, push-ups, and assisted pull-ups.
All right. And are any of these while holding weights or just this is just using your own body?
No, your own body weights.
All right. So and that is considered strength training, ladies. Okay. You don't have to don't have to go to the gym and like work out on all the weight machines if you're not up to that point. But doing proper squats, right? You wanna watch your form, get some help, and start getting your large muscle groups going again.
Yeah, actually, I have a great plug for myself right here.
Please do.
Because I just got this really great new software from Amsterdam that like no one else has.
Fantastic.
And so my clients have been loving this thing. Like I will send them a workout and they have animation of every single exercise.
Oh, fantastic.
So they can see it as they're doing it on their phone. Like make sure here your butt goes back, here your knees don't stick out, here do that. You know, it shows you while you're working out how you're supposed to look in the right form.
Awesome. So it's
awesome.
Like you have your little trainer with you making sure that you're doing your your form.
Yeah.
So
yeah. So I'm doing online training because, you know, I can't get to my people in Los Angeles now. So now we do like Skype calls and I do online training through that software.
And how will people find you if they want to find you?
On my website, which is zengray.com.
All right, there you go.
Yeah.
So what would you say, you know, other than the stress eating, what would you say is kind of the biggest challenge that your mom post-baby clients go through?
I think time management is a big issue because you're working around baby.
Yeah, all the time.
And it's tough. Like, I never know. Like, is she going to go to sleep at 11 a.m. or is she going to go to sleep at 1 p.m.? Like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, she fluctuates depending upon how her night is. Sometimes she's up on fire until 11 o'clock, but then she'll sleep till 8 in the morning really well. You know, like it really depends.
I think humans should evolve with, well, not only a third set of teeth, because I really think we should evolve to have a third set of teeth. It's only fair if we're going to live this long. But I think that babies should be born, even if it's just only good for like the first year or so, with like an on-off switch. You know, just like here, just go to sleep now.
It would be good.
And it could be limited. You know, you could only turn it off a certain number of hours, you know. So, like, just a little on-off switch. I think it'd be really nice.
Yeah. No, that'd be helpful.
Yeah, it'd be helpful. So time management.
You know, like, she's still pretty good. I mean, that being said, like, she's a good baby. It's just, you know, like...
No, Zen, she's a bad baby.
It was tough to, like, plan this call because I'm like, I don't know. Maybe she... You know, but I got her to sleep. So I'm like, all right, we're good. You know, so... You know, it's the time management, I think, is tough for parents.
Right.
You know,
so take advantage of the walking, right? Because the walking can be on baby's schedule.
The walking is great. You can include the baby.
Right.
Yeah. And so it doesn't matter if she's up or asleep. She's great walking.
Right. And you can and design, what'd you say, about twice a week at least, like a strength training program?
You said it could take
like 10 minutes.
Yeah, and I find she loves to watch me do things. And if I was holding her and doing squats, like, okay, I've just added 20, 25 pounds. Great. You know, that's no big deal. You can't really do push-ups with her on your back unless, I don't know, you could put a baby Bjorn on, I'm sure, but you don't want to, like, crush the baby.
If you do that, could you please take pictures and post them? I want to see that.
So, you know.
Like, go, mommy, go.
But she does love to watch. Like, she's just fascinated with, like, stuff that I do. So, you know, it's kind of fun.
Right. So
she'd be fine, I think, for 10 minutes. Just watch me put her in a bouncy chair. All right, I'm going to do my push-ups now. Like, here you go.
Okay. Well, I like this because this is sort of at your fingertips, kind of this, you know, this is what you can do, because I do think that there's kind of a mindset that you get into about fitness and like, well, if I could just, you know, get to the gym 3 days a week and I could do this and I could do that. And it's like, you know what, that just might not happen. It probably won't happen in particular when you have a baby, because there's always something that's going to get in your way. And sometimes you're just too damn tired at the 1 hour that you could possibly go. And you might actually genuinely need to sleep instead.
Yeah.
And and then, you know, go on an evening walk or something later.
Although I was just noticing yesterday, because now I have two classes on one day. And so Wednesdays are tough for me. And I was so tired, I did not want to go to that evening class. And I, you know, was just dreading it. And I got there. I did great. I made sure I had a protein shake before, and I had a protein bar after. And I was coming home, and I thought, I feel so much better than I did before this class. Like,
oh,
I know I say this to people. Like,
but,
you'll have more energy if you work out, but you don't really believe it, you know?
Yeah, it turns out I'm not lying. So, no, absolutely. Exercise can help you, you know, wake up and get more energy for sure. You know, but we've all had those nights, you know, where baby doesn't let you sleep more than an hour and a half at a time. And sometimes your little brain needs to turn off. So, and again, that's about, I mean, I talk about it in MILF 101. That's about finding your truth and doing whatever your best is for today. Like, it doesn't have to be the same every day. You can just have an honest assessment of what you're capable of. And what Zen's telling you, and she's been working with people forever, is that, yes, the walking is going to help you. The walking and doing your own little 10-minute routine with squats, no weights, no equipment, nothing. You don't need anything. Just find any time, whenever you can, and fit that in for yourself.
Yeah.
So... she's the expert, and I'm just telling you what she's saying.
Well, it helps. I've seen it help a lot of people, so I've got a lot of people that could give you a testimonial to that. Like, it really does work. You just got to kind of change your mind and then do it.
And what do you think is, like, the biggest mistake that people make in this process?
They're hard on themselves. They're too hard on themselves.
Oh, yeah.
They really are. You know, like, if you're a stress eater, it's not going to help you to go, stupid, stupid, I'm stupid. Why didn't I get to the gym? Oh, I'm such a jerk. You know, like,
let's eat some pasta because I'm such a jerk.
It doesn't help.
And, well, I think, too, you know, when we see in the media, of course, you know, the first thing everybody talks about as soon as a celebrity has a baby is how quickly they took the weight off. And I think, you know, when I was teaching childbirth, you know, we used to always say minimum, you know, 9 months on, 9 months off. You got to give yourself some room and some time. But, you know, when, I don't know, the latest Kardashian or whatever loses her weight in 6 weeks, or, you know, even, I mean, some of these women, it's just ridiculous. I don't even know what they're doing. They're you know, film ready after 3 weeks post baby.
Well, and there's pressure and motivation involved in someone that is a, you know, a public figure.
Well, it's their job. Yeah.
You know, like, when you think about it, like, hey, I'm just kind of hanging out with my baby. I don't have to do a photo shoot next week. I don't have the same kind of pressure to say no to every little, you know, piece of chocolate during the 4th of July celebration someone might have just had. You know what I mean? Like, it's not the same, really.
No, it's a completely different lifestyle.
Keep your own motivation and your own reasons in mind. You might not be under this kind of stress that someone else is under, and, you know, be thankful for that. Like, you don't have to be in a bikini, you know, next week and have all these people, you know, pick on you, and, you know, maybe you don't get paid. Like, you know, the kind of stress that people are under.
I know, right? Like, that's a really good way. That's a really good point, Zen. It's sort of like, well, lucky for you, you don't have to lose the weight in 6 weeks. Maybe you can just kind of enjoy your baby, enjoy your life, and take your time just getting yourself back to a healthy weight, and enjoy the fact that you don't have the pressure to,
be happy you're not a Kardashian. I mean, really.
Let's all just be happy for a moment of silence. Let's just be happy for a moment that we're not Kardashians.
Yeah.
Oh, for so many reasons. So,
right?
Yes. So, Well, thank you for sharing your story. It was it's very you know, personal and private, and you've always been really generous that way with letting other women know that, you know, even though, you know, you are a fitness and wellness coach, and here you are, you're a mom going through your own challenges in getting yourself back to where you want to be. And I think that, I think it's really important that you're doing that. And if you go onto Zen's Facebook page, you know, you'll see she's posted pictures and she's talked about it and blogged about it. And it's really cool. I think it's a very generous and helpful, way to handle all of it, as opposed to just sort of reemerging. Perfect.
Yeah, you know, like, you know, it's always fun to imagine you can do that, but, you know, for me, it was, you know what, I need some support and I need some guidance, and if I inspire somebody along the way, that makes me feel better too, and so that helps, you know. So it's like everybody wins when you share. And so, you know, and I've always said everybody goes up and down. Like, no one can stay in, you know, perfect figure competition form, you know, 24/7. Like, you just can't do it. So even competitive athletes go up and down. It's, you know, it's normal.
Yes, absolutely. There's sort of a season for all of your all of your sizes and shapes and
which reminds me, I have to congratulate you on your red dress.
Oh, thank you.
You look so hot.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it's not totally my fight weight, but I got that damn dress on.
Oh, you look good.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a lot of food watching, honestly, because I have sort of the exercises built in, and the yoga and everything, and but boy, the food and the wine and the martinis food and the things like that. No fun. But, you know, it was worth it because I did have that goal to get there, and I feel better, and my joints feel better, and it's, you know, all of it's worth it. So thank you. Yeah. That's a really fucking expensive dress. So I was highly motivated because I cannot afford another competition dress right now. I mean, they're sick. They're ridiculous. So thank you for that. But, do you want to talk about your little venture yet, or maybe next time you want to tell us?
I'm not ready
yet. You're not ready.
No,
okay.
No. The boutique gym is coming, but as soon as I'm ready to share, I will give details.
Then yes, you give us another call over here. Okay, but I'm going to give you a little quiz. Have you ever?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever watched Inside the Actor's Studio?
Inside the Actor's Studio. Sure.
You're on the hot seat right now, because I'm going to give you the little MILF quiz. Dun, dun, dun.
Okay.
All right. So just answer these questions however they come to your mind.
Okay.
Ready? First word that comes to mind when you hear MILF.
Hot.
What turns you on creatively?
Lots of paint and like a huge canvas.
I had no idea. What turns you off creatively?
Oh, mean people.
What sound or noise do you love? I totally know the
walking on a wood pier.
Cool. What sound or noise do you hate?
Screeching tires.
What is your favorite curse word?
Fuck.
It's the best one, right?
It's an oldie but a goodie.
It's an oldie but a goodie, yeah. Exactly.
It is.
Works in so many circumstances.
It does.
Your number one, now I know your husband's hot and everything, okay, but we're just talking fantasy. Number one celebrity on your hump island.
Number one celebrity on my what?
Your hump island. Your list.
My hump island?
Yeah.
You know, I gotta say, it's Benedict Cumberbatch.
What a name. Wow.
Right?
All right.
Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
Khan. Amazing.
All right. Nice. What profession would you not like to do?
Reporter.
Hmm. Interesting. Sorry. I'm thinking, huh? Yeah, it could be interesting. But yeah, you're right. That'd be, yeah. Okay. Favorite song to sing in the shower?
Hmm. You know, I'm into Rubber Ducky right now.
used to love to sing Rubber Ducky. It's kind of funny because my friend had a player piano. And, you know, one of the ones where you put the little roll in, not a digital one. You put the little roll in with the little holes and, uh-huh. And the piano uh-huh. plays. And she had the roll of Rubber Ducky. She had it. And Anna, the little girl that I nannied, who was just in a show that I just saw because she's all grown up, we used to sing that with her all the time.
Love Rubber Ducky, baby.
I wish I wouldn't have to pay for it. I'd sing a little chorus of it now. Okay, so favorite song to sing for karaoke after two drinks?
Ooh. I Will Survive.
Yeah, baby. Okay, I definitely need to hear you do that sometime. Okay, if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
Good job.
There you go.
Come on in.
Good job. Come on in.
Yeah.
Nice. You're like, oh, I do get to go. Nice. All right. Well, thank you for that. You can find Zen on Facebook. Her book is called From Flab to Fit. I did get that right, right? And mm-hmm. And you can also find her at zengray.com. She is a wealth of information. And thank you so much for calling in. It is always wonderful and informative to have you on.
Thank you. It's always fun to chat with you.
All right, my dear. Well, you have a beautiful day. Thank you. All of you out there, you can find me on Facebook as Sophie Venable. You can follow me on Twitter at MILF Talk, and you can find my book, MILF 101, on Amazon.com, or enter a giveaway on Goodreads right now and win one of 20 copies that I'm giving away. That's 100% free. And thank you for listening today. Remember, your life does not have to be perfect to be fabulous.